Defunding the Police. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Dell Small Business, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. What I'm learning is that defunding the police doesn't really mean 911 suddenly goes dark. It seems to mean cutting money for exotic crowd control equipment, ending the war on drugs, finding ways to reform lawbreakers without spending all that money on locking them up. And instead of all that, you give everybody a secure place to live, enough to eat, access to mental health treatment, all those things that for a lot of voters sound too much like socialism. What I do know is that whatever improvements you adopt, they had better work, and they have to take two things into account. Americans hate the idea that somebody might be getting something for nothing. And number two, we have that Wild West gene. We settle even lane changes violently. I can certainly see where a system of on-call mediators or certified pacifists could be useful in many situations, but I think most voters will still want to know that they can pick up the phone at any time and call a guy with a gun. And if that gets defunded, we'll likely just arm ourselves even more than we already do. And you'll still have the same savage acts of street justice, except by untrained non-cops, which would not be an improvement. Although, it is much easier to send them to prison. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.